We're on the phone with Sarita Ahuja, who is an ISM delegate currently in Nablus in occupied Palestine. Sarita, perhaps you can give us an update on some of the ISM actions that have been happening in Palestine over the last week.
ISM has had several actions in the past week. For example, because the army invaded Jenin a couple of days ago, and they shot and injured 15 people, and one person was killed, and one person was also arrested. This Friday, there was a quickly organized demonstration to protest this brutality and to demand the end the end of the occupation. Also, at the same time, while people were taking to the streets in Jenin, there was a demonstration in Belayin, a small village in the Ramallah district. They've been having demonstrations for over 5 months every week to protest the construction of the wall that is stealing their land from them. And also today, here the ISM delegates in Balata camp joined villagers from Asira to march to the roadblocks that has basically enclosed them since the beginning of the Intifada. And we marched with about 50 villagers to the roadblock where soldiers came down from the hilltops as we expected, and they stopped us. We managed to hold our ground for about 45 minutes to an hour trying to contest their so-called military closed zone, but they eventually managed to push us back to the village. One of the commanders, who was actually from the aerial settlement, was telling us that, you know, he has never killed any innocent civilian, that he's only here to protect his family from the terrorists and so on and so forth. And, you know, when we questioned him, he was saying how he has Palestinian friends and he has nothing against them, so on and so forth. And, you know, when we questioned him about this, basically we found out that, his so-called Palestinian friends are people that clean his house. So his friends are servants to him. But we're about 8 internationals there today and about 5 Israeli activists. The 5 Israeli activists had their IDs taken from them and were basically detained. And they weren't allowed to go with us back to the village. The commander came running up to one of the Israeli activists that was amongst us, and he said to him in Hebrew that you shouldn't go with these people. These people are terrorists. You know, we want to protect you for your safety. You have to come with us. And against his will, he was forced to go back to the jeep and go with the rest of the Israelis that were detained. As you can see, you know, there's a strong resistance, ongoing resistance by the Palestinian people. And tomorrow, for example, the village of Marda in the Salsi district will be beginning their week-long campaign of actions against the construction of the wall. The internationals will be visiting Hani Amr, for example, who has his house caught between the 8-meter-high wall and the settlement there. He literally has about 50 meters, and he's been resisting for 2 years against the annexation of his house and his land, and he never leaves his house unattended. There's always one member of his family that stays there all day to ensure that they don't steal his house from him. And so this will be the beginning of the week's actions for ISMers there in Salfit. Also, we know that in Hebron there will be an action tomorrow as well. And I just want to give the mic over to Mohammed Ayesh, who has been working with the ISM for the last year and a half. He is a resident from Balata camp, and he's been very generous and showing us around for the last week and a half. So I'm going to ask Mohammed right now to explain to us how he thinks the ISM is supporting the Palestinian struggle for liberation, and we'll continue from there. So this is Ayesh.
My name is Mohammed Ayesh. I'm from Balata refugee camp, and I'm a coordinator for ISM in Nablus region. So I'm basically going to talk about the ISM like a little bit, how they, the international supporting the Palestinian people here by struggling with them here, or by even like coming to Palestine. It's like a kind of supporting for the Palestinian people. Like we are feeling, they at least feeling with us that we are under occupation, like, and it's a kind of, we will like appreciate that for every international who come to support the Palestinian people to stop the wall, or to stop building the wall, or to stop or to ending the occupation in Palestine, or to stop killing the children in Palestine. So this is a kind of a great thing they do at the international for the Palestinian people in West Bank or in Palestine, actually. Actually, it helped like by be an observer, to see the soldiers who's killing the 5 years kids, and to show the truth for the people outside. It's a kind of participating with Palestinian or struggling here. Like being the international here, it's just a big issue that we needed for the Palestinian here, to show the people outside, for the media issue, like who's the terrorist, as the Israeli media saying, or the Zionist media saying about the Palestinian people. And most of the international who came here, they know the truth, and they know whatever here happened from the Israeli government or from the Israeli soldiers, and what's going on here, like in Palestine. Last 3 weeks, we have in Palata 3 martyrs, 2 injured, one of them in a critical situation. They come during the night, every night. They harassing the people, shooting bombs, bomb, live bullet, rubber bullet, everywhere during the night. And they like invite Nablus twice the last month, and they were like shooting rubber bullet. At that time, we have 2 injured people. Yani, like the people here suffering a lot, and Nablus especially, because well, she's surrounded by 3 checkpoints, main checkpoints, and 5 settlements. 4 military bases, and it's like suffering a lot from the occupation here. And the army were like, as I told you guys, like invading Balata and the old city in Nablus every night, and they were arrested people, at some time killing, and the last martyr were assassinated in Nablus. He's like about 25 years old, and he's he were like in Nablus with the British journalist making interview, and they killed him. And one of the 8 teenagers, like, he's around 60 and a half. 2 of them, they were died in the same night by live bullet. Every one of them, like, have 2 live bullets, and the other one, like, have 5 bullets in his chest. He's, like, around a teenager, like, 16 and a half. And this is the situation, basically. And most of the international who's visiting Palestine, if you can talk to them, they will explain about it more and more. Before I used to, I mean, before I work with ISM or be a volunteer with ISM, I used to work with the kids, like summer camps, activities like artistic, like workshop or parties for kids, you know, because the Palestinian kids during this intifada are suffering a lot, and they have some psychological problem. So we try to make it like easy for them and to solve this problem for them. So we used to work with kids, like doing all this kind of parties and artists, drawing and this stuff. And I worked with society for 3 years with kids. And we see a lot of kids, like, who suffered a lot from the invasion or from the occupation here. When you see some kids, like, pee on themselves, like, for nothing, or when they sleeping crying or screaming or having a dream that soldiers attacking their houses, killing their for example, fathers or their brothers, and see, hearing the sound bomb every night. So this is, like, make them having a psychological problem, and we are trying to solve it or trying to make it easy for them or to forget all this kind of a problem for the kids. And now we are working with ISM. We are like, want to show the people outside that the Palestinian people, even in nonviolence resistance, they can fight against the occupation in Palestine. And I work with them like since 1 year and a half, as nonviolent resistance, working with them and with the international. And we are willing to help with the Israeli people, even or international, who is against the occupation here. And thanks for everybody. And I wish from the America, the Canadian government, pushing the Israeli government to stop killing even just the kids. We don't need more. And thanks for everybody.
We've been on the phone with Sarita Ahuja, a Montrealer activist currently in Palestine with the International Solidarity Movement. Thank you very much, Sarita, for talking with us.
Thank you.